Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Welcome back to the show. We are joined once again by Lori Nicholson, and she's here to talk about wellawakenedliving.com. That's her website. She's a master hypnotist, licensed master practitioner of neurolinguistic programming, and so much more. And we're so excited to have you back here today.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back, Jill.
Great. And for new people out there listening today, give us a little bit of your background. Tell us who you are, and I'm excited for today's conversation.
Absolutely. My hypnosis practice, Well Awakened Living, is client-centered and interactive. I help people think better, feel better, do better. I like to help people release their stress. That's one of my areas of expertise, release their fears, especially with public speaking. I'm also a professional member of the National Speakers Association, so that's a really rewarding area in which to work for me. I help people release pain, improve self-esteem, improve their test or sports performance, and prepare their minds and bodies for an easier conception. There's a whole range of issues with which hypnosis can help.
Wow. Well, it's exciting to have you here because, you know, I've heard about hypnosis. We've talked a few times. I'm learning more from you. But the benefits are overwhelming, and the testimonials speak for itself. So there really is a lot to what you can do. And by the way, just for our listeners, where are you based out of?
I'm based in suburban Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C., but I'm able to work globally.
Perfect. Just want to make sure everyone's clear.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So hypnosis can work virtually. Great. And for today's show, I know you have a new course that you wanted to discuss and so much more. So let's get started with that.
Absolutely. I've recently finished a course called Evolve, How to Use Your Energy to Manifest Anything You Want. And I've been using the components of this course with my individual clients for years and years. I finally pulled it together into a model, a course that I could use with groups to help teach people how to evolve through their feelings and therefore create better outcomes for themselves.
Wow, well, I'm excited to learn more about this. I think it's helpful for anyone. So how does the course work? When is it exactly? Is this something that's set in stone, or is it a group class or individual class?
It's a group class, and it includes 10 hours of virtual synchronous group sessions online through Zoom to experience the processes. And it comes with a workbook that has 150 pages of jam-packed content. It includes 9 teaching modules, 26 healing processes, and 13 different journaling exercises.
And when does it start?
My first courses are going to be this fall of 2021, although the group classes page of my website, wellawakenedliving.com, will be updated on a regular basis as new courses are announced.
Perfect. All right. I'm on the page now, wellawakenedliving.com. I urge everyone to do the same. Again, you can find out more about Lori, the hypnosis, and, of course, all that she does. Also want to point out on the website, I know we went over this the other day, but there's some great testimonials I think people should look at. And really, I mean, there's so many different services that you can help with. And you also have a YouTube channel and a video there, which is great. You know, people can get to learn a little bit more about it. And yeah, we all want to relax, right? You say relax and be at peace. Take care of your mind, body, and spirit. And yeah, there's also a free audio program that you give access to. But in general, you know, try that out. And then, of course, go to the courses and check out when they start. And hopefully people will start signing up for it then come the fall.
Absolutely. I have a lot of free content on my website and on my YouTube channel. So I really encourage people to check those out, because it's available for you already. I've already done the work, and it's there for you, and it's free. And for people who are listening to this podcast, if you'd like to sign up at lorihypno.com, LORIHYPNO.com, you'll get a lot of the free training shared directly with you, and also a special coupon code if you're interested in registering for the course. And I also offer free consultations both for my individual clients and for anybody interested in the course.
Awesome. And can we talk a little bit more about, you know, this energy and how it could really help us in a sense and to evolutionize or to manifest? What are some of the things that this type of work can really help relieve?
Yes. Well, I originally started using it with clients who had been experiencing fertility challenges, and they had tried and tried to get pregnant for years, and they hadn't been succeeding in that. And so I started using a lot of these tools and techniques, and this program really started coming together from the way in which I worked with those clients. And once I had worked with them for a while, I realized that this program can help evolve energy patterns to help with any desired outcome. So I started using it with clients, not only with fertility challenges, but also to help clients who wanted to earn the job of their dreams or meet their life partner or reach what I call any audacious goal, those big goals that we set for ourselves that feel insurmountable until we break them down into smaller chunks and we start processing through any of the energy blocks that might be keeping us from achieving those outcomes that we want.
How many weeks is the course? I forgot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a 5-week training course with 2 hours for each class, so 10 hours of virtual synchronous group sessions. And it includes 9 teaching modules, 26 healing processes, and 13 different journaling exercises. The modules, the teaching modules, focus on the autonomic nervous system, which we talked a little, quite a bit about last time, actually, the chakra system, the aura, and the universal energy field, how energy works in interpersonal relationships. We've heard a lot over the past few years about the law of attraction, and I feel that that model is really good and yet incomplete because it talks about receptive energy and how we attract energy to us, but not about the action-oriented energy. And so I talk a bit about that. There's a module about how to balance our receptive and our active-oriented energies. There's a module about evolving and how our energy field does evolve to help us reach our goals. And then the actual real, all of that there has processes and journal exercises associated with it. But then we really get down into the nitty-gritty, and I teach breathing techniques, meditation, and then 7 different healing processes plus journal exercises that go along with those. So it's a very comprehensive way of getting to know your body, your energy field, how you process your emotions, and feeling through them so that you can evolve them and reach better outcomes. If you'd like, I could talk a little bit about We talked some last time about the autonomic nervous system,
yeah.
And I'd be happy to talk a little bit more about, for instance, the chakra system or interpersonal relationships might be helpful to folks. So the chakra system and the aura that I talk about are really there to help build body awareness. And for those who go, oh, chakra system, that's a little woo-woo for me, it can also be talked about as Maslow's hierarchy of needs. For those who are more in the business world, a little bit more rational-minded, Maslow's hierarchy of needs and the chakra system all both work on the same philosophy that we have our basic needs that have to be met first, our safety needs, food, clothing, shelter, safety. And then we move up more into our will centers and our psychological needs and our heart chakra connects us with love to others and allows us to receive love from others. And then we move up into the higher chakras or the higher portion of Maslow's hierarchy of needs model, where we reach self-fulfillment and self-actualization. So part of the program is teaching about how those different energy centers work and how we can work with them. We can have distortions in areas of our energy field. And what this program helps do is to remove and work through those distortions, which are like energy blocks. And once those energy blocks have been removed, we start vibrating at a higher energy level and attracting better things into our lives. When it comes to the aura, I've had some people say to me, well, I don't think I have an aura. And we all have experienced when somebody steps very, very close to us and is really in our face, and we have the urge to just step backwards and give ourselves some extra space. That's really our personal energy bubble, what some people call the aura. So again, the chakra and aura portions of the training are really to help improve body and energy awareness. What I think might help is to really talk about for the listeners how our interpersonal energy works and how we create using our energy in that way.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay, should I go ahead and jump into that?
Please, absolutely.
I grew up believing, and maybe others out there feel the same way, I grew up believing that I acted and other people would react towards me, or they would act and I would react to their behavior. And what that does is that puts us in a situation where it's a little bit of victimhood, where we can only react to other people. And it's a bit of a false perspective. What I've learned in working with a lot of clients and with our energy field is that we hold our beliefs and our false beliefs in our energy field. And as people experience our energy, they can feel what our beliefs and false beliefs are. An example of this is when you walk into a room, we all pick up with our energy field, whether the people in that room have just been fighting, whether they've just been sharing intimate secrets with each other, how they feel about each other, right? We get a sense immediately of what's been going on in that room. And that's really what happens when we come into experience with another individual as well. We've probably all had moments where we've met someone and we've immediately felt this wonderful love and kinship with that person. And we're like, this person really gets me. And if so, they are probably reflecting back to us aspects of ourselves. They're mirroring back to us aspects of ourselves that we love and judge as wonderful. Likewise, we've probably all had experiences where we meet somebody and we immediately have a bit of a dislike or a distrust towards that person. Mm-hmm. And again, that person is probably mirroring back to us aspects of ourselves that we judge harshly. And so we can use that as a gauge of what we're meant to work on based upon how we're triggered or not triggered in our relationships with others. I really truly believe that we're all acting as healing angels for one another, acting with the best intentions to help others heal. And healing angels is the term I hear when I meditate. So if that term doesn't resonate with you, that's totally fine. You can just think of it as healing energy. But we all want to help each other heal, and we all want to help each other release our false beliefs about ourselves so that we can evolve faster and better.
Wow. I've never heard that reference before. Say it one more time about angels, healing angels.
I hear it in meditation is healing angels.
Got it.
But what it means is that we all hold the best intentions for each other. We are in service to each other's healing, basically. Mm-hmm. We want to help each other heal. And I can give you an example of how this works in our daily lives, if that would bring it down to earth a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. A man, let's call him Jack. Let's say he holds a false belief about himself in his energy field. He believes that he's not very smart. And he goes on job interview after job interview, but he just finds he cannot land a job. And in fact, he's told by the interviewers that he's not smart enough for this job. They probably wouldn't say it that way because we try not to be that in your face with each other. But they might say something like, we don't believe you have the skills necessary to do this job, or you don't have the right educational background, or perhaps we found somebody else better qualified to do the job. But no matter how it's stated, because Jack holds this false belief about himself that he's not smart enough, he's going to feel triggered and feel like they're telling him that he's not smart enough. And at that point, he'll either choose to feel angry or feel sad or frustrated, whatever emotion comes up for him. And this will happen repeatedly until he eventually decides that he's fed up with others telling him that he's not smart enough, and he'll think to himself, I refuse to live this way any longer. I am smart enough for this job, and I do have the requisite experience. And he'll release that false belief about himself, and his energy vibration will be increased as a result. And therefore, the next time he goes on a job interview, the hiring manager will think, oh my goodness, I have been waiting for you to come along. You are the perfect person for my position. In that way, Jack has attracted his perfect job into his life, but he had to get beyond his own false belief about his abilities before he could be offered the job.
So it's like he had to let go of some of that, his own, I could say, issues, or the energy has to be cleared in a sense.
Exactly. And this is actually part of what we talk about as the law of attraction, which came out as a book, The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, and yeah. Also there's some other books that really deal with that over the past few years. But it's not just that we hold these false beliefs about themselves, but we also process the words and actions of others through our own energy filters. I like to call this the three little black dresses metaphor. If there are three women standing in front of me all wearing the same little black dress, and I say something to them, I say, oh, that new little black dress is fabulous. What a great cut. It's very flattering on you. Let's say the first woman has great self-esteem. She may prance and preen a little bit and say, well, thank you very much. I do feel wonderful in this new little black dress. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for noticing. And she is going to take my comment as a compliment that it's meant to be, and she'll be bubbling over with more confidence than she had previously. Mm-hmm. Whereas let's say the second woman may have some body image issues. She may hold some false beliefs about her body weight or shape or size in her energy field. And when I give her the same compliment that I gave to the first woman, she may think, oh, great, did she just say that I look fat and everything else that I wear? Do I have to go out and buy all new clothes to get a compliment? Is this the only cut of dress that's flattering to me? She's going to filter it through her own false beliefs about herself. And even though it was said as a compliment and the first woman took it as such, the second woman may feel like I'm not being very nice to her. The third woman, let's say she has some false beliefs about her abundance and she's constantly in debt and feels like finances are always a struggle. She may hear that same exact compliment and think, ah, this is a $200 dress from a boutique and I usually get my clothes from a discount retailer. I guess I have to go further into debt in order to get a compliment and feel good about myself. And she may feel kind of bitter or think that I'm being frustrated. She may feel overwhelmed. I don't know how she'd choose to feel. But the same words are filtered by three different people in three different ways and land very differently.
That was a great analogy. Oh, my goodness. My mother I used to nickname her Debbie Downer, Negative Nancy. And that's exactly how my mom would be perceived, in a beautiful black dress. And she would go the negative opposite, the exactly. And I would be like, oh, thank you. And I would take it more of a compliment because I have a better self-esteem than my mom did. I totally see that.
Yeah. So we almost really take personal responsibility for our thoughts, beliefs, feelings, and therefore actions. And in working with my clients, I help them work to create that better self-esteem and create that better mind chatter, that inner talk, because we talk to ourselves more than anybody else talks to us. And so we have to make that inner talk positive, and we want to focus on the outcomes that we want for ourselves instead of focusing on all the things in the world that we don't want.
Let's take a very super quick break. It's going to be the quickest break ever. Tell us how we can get in touch with you.
Yes, you could go to wellawakenedliving.com, and my phone number and email address are on that website. And you could also reach out to me through LoriHypno.com for listeners of this podcast, and you'll hear back from me.
Perfect. We'll take a super quick break, and we'll be right back in just 30 seconds.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Welcome back to the show. As promised, Lori Nicholson, we're doing this quick super break for you. WellAwakenLiving.com. We're talking here about her upcoming courses. Again, she can help you with hypnosis and with her other neurolinguistic programming techniques to help you in so many different ways. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Great. So for the last few minutes of the show, what else did you have in mind for us?
I wanted to talk a little bit more about the law of attraction and how I've extended that model. That model really focuses on our more feminine receptive energy. Whether you are feminine, masculine, gender fluid, or any other gender identity, we all hold feminine and masculine energy in our bodies. And the left side of the body is generally associated with feminine energy, and the right side is generally associated with masculine energy. If you prefer, you can replace the word feminine with receptive and replace the word masculine with action-oriented. And what we're all meant to do is heal and balance the feminine and masculine energies in our own body. The metaphor that I like to use is that we're meant to take our decrepit feminine energy and transform that into evolved feminine energy. And likewise, we're meant to take our decrepit masculine energy and transform it into evolved masculine energy. And so just to give a little bit more background about what I mean by those terms, decrepit feminine energy is manipulative and gossipy and controlling, and it thinks, I will manipulate, coerce, coordinate, orchestrate until I can feel safe and get what I want. And the decrepit masculine energy is aggressive and cold and controlling and thinks, I will break down any walls and step on whomever I need to in order to feel safe and get what I want. And you can notice that both of them are controlling and both of them come out of a feeling of fear. And fearful people tend to think that if I can control the situation, it will make my world feel safe. It'll make me feel okay in this world. What we're meant to do is process through those lower vibrating energies into the evolved energies. So the evolved feminine energy is receptive and open and allowing in and processing our spiritual messages. We often refer to it as going with the flow, as guidance or intuition. And the evolved masculine is active and trusting, taking action only upon those intuitive hits that have been brought in by our more receptive feminine energies. It takes that intuition from the evolved feminine and figures out a way to help manifest it here on the physical plane. So, and again, this is regardless of gender identity. So both the evolved feminine and evolved masculine are trusting. They only take action on guidance from the higher self, on those intuitive feelings about what needs to be happening next. And therefore, all action is taken only in the highest interest of all involved. So that's the ideal, is to be living in that balance where we're not only using the law of attraction to attract in, but then we only take righteous action based upon that higher guidance that we've received. And we do that in working within ourselves, and we do that in our external relationships as well. And again, it doesn't matter gender identity or whether it's opposite sex partners or same-sex partners. The energy runs the same. It's either receptive or action-oriented. And we're all looking for that balance. We're looking to level up our energy. My husband's a game designer, and so I like to talk about, use game design metaphors. And it's like we level up our energy in the game of life as we use these tools and techniques.
Wow. Well, thank you again. And would you mind just sharing once again your courses? I know they're coming up in just a few months. Share that with everyone. WellAwakenLiving.com. You can check out the classes there. I know you're getting all the information up on the website as we speak. But one more time, just tell them how they could contact you and get involved for these classes.
Yes. The WellAwakenLiving.com is the best way, where there's a lot of free content. The group classes page has been updated with classes that are upcoming, and my email address and my phone number are on that page. For listeners of this podcast, there is some special treats pulled together just for you. And if you go to lorihypno.com, that's LORIHYPNO.com, you will get a lot of free resources shared with you, as well as a discount coupon code if you're interested in registering for these upcoming group courses.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's a pleasure getting to know you even further, and I hope our listeners really reach out and take advantage of the code and, of course, your classes. WellAwakenLiving.com. She can help you virtually anywhere in the world. Lori Nicholson, it's been a pleasure having you here. Thank you again for your time.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much, Jill.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.